In our busy and hectic lives, the wise words of ancient philosophers can help us find our way to a more meaningful and satisfying existence. One philosopher in particular, Marcus Aurelius, was both a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher. His teachings remain relevant today, offering valuable guidance on how to handle life's challenges with strength and wisdom. In this video, we will explore the insightful ideas of Marcus Aurelius, focusing on 10 important principles that can empower us to think differently, let go of limitations, and adopt a more fulfilling outlook on life. Step 1. Enjoy the current moment. In the fast-paced rhythm of our lives, the present often becomes overshadowed by the looming shadows of the past and the uncertain promises of the future. Marcus Aurelius, with his Stoic philosophy, implores us to break free from this temporal captivity and savor the richness of the current moment. In a world perpetually racing towards the next goal or milestone, the idea of relishing the present might seem counterintuitive. Yet, within this seemingly simple principle lies a profound truth, the key to a truly fulfilled and meaningful life. Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good. These words from Marcus Aurelius serve as a poignant reminder of the transient nature of life. Death, in its inevitability, serves as a constant companion, urging us to make the most of the time we have. Instead of viewing this awareness as a morbid burden, Aurelius invites us to transform it into a catalyst for embracing the present. The present moment is a treasure trove of experiences, emotions, and connections waiting to be discovered. It is a canvas upon which the tapestry of our lives unfolds, each brushstroke contributing to the masterpiece of our existence. However, to truly appreciate this intricate artwork, we must cultivate a mindset that transcends the confines of time. A mindset that allows us to immerse ourselves fully in the richness of the now. The act of enjoying the current moment involves a deliberate shift in focus. It requires us to disentangle ourselves from the anxieties of the past and the uncertainties of the future, anchoring our awareness firmly in the present. This doesn't mean disregarding the lessons of yesterday or the aspirations of tomorrow. Rather, it involves recognizing that the past and future gain their significance from their impact on the present. In the pursuit of enjoying the current moment, mindfulness emerges as a powerful ally. By bringing our attention to the sights, sounds, and sensations surrounding us, we create a space for true presence. This is not a passive observance, but an active engagement with the tapestry of life. It's the conscious decision to revel in the taste of a well-prepared meal, the warmth of a heartfelt conversation, or the beauty of a sunrise. Marcus Aurelius, though separated from us by centuries, understood the universal essence of the present moment. His call to be good is an invitation to infuse our actions with purpose and kindness, recognizing that each moment is an opportunity to contribute positively to the world. When we savor the present, we become architects of our own happiness, sculpting a life that resonates with authenticity and joy. In a world that often glorifies the pursuit of the next big thing, Aurelius's teachings on enjoying the current moment are a radical departure. They challenge the prevailing narrative that measures success solely by future achievements and possessions. Instead, they beckon us to find fulfillment in the ordinary, the everyday experiences that weave together to form the fabric of a well-lived life. As we navigate the complexities of the present, Marcus Aurelius stands as a guide, reminding us that the current moment is not a hurdle to overcome, but a gift to unwrap. It is in this unfolding that we discover the beauty of existence, the interconnectedness of all things, and the profound impact of our choices on the unfolding narrative of our lives. In embracing the present, we embark on a journey of self-discovery, unlocking the door to a life of meaning, purpose, and genuine happiness. Step 2. Take time to think about yourself. In the cacophony of daily responsibilities and external expectations, the introspective act of thinking about oneself often takes a back seat. Yet, Marcus Aurelius, with his profound Stoic wisdom, advocates for the necessity of this introspective journey. To truly understand oneself is not a self-indulgent pursuit, but a foundational step towards living a life aligned with authenticity, purpose, and self-awareness. In this seemingly simple statement, Aurelius encapsulates a profound truth. The key to a happy and fulfilled life, according to him, lies not in external circumstances or material possessions, but within the vast landscape of our own minds. Taking time to think about yourself is an acknowledgement of the importance of this inner terrain. Self-reflection is a deliberate and conscious act, an intentional pause amidst the hustle and bustle of life. It involves turning our gaze inward, exploring the intricate tapestry of thoughts, emotions, and beliefs that shape our identity. It's a journey into the core of our being, where the true essence of who we are resides. In a world that bombards us with external stimuli and societal expectations, the art of thinking about oneself becomes a radical act of self-preservation. It's a reclaiming of our narrative from the clutches of external influences, a declaration that we are more than the roles we play or the masks we wear. Marcus Aurelius's call to self-reflection is not rooted in narcissism, but in self-discovery. It's an acknowledgement that understanding ourselves is the compass that guides us through the labyrinth of life. By delving into the recesses of our minds, we unearth the values, passions, and motivations that drive our actions. The process of thinking about oneself also involves a scrutiny of one's reactions to external events. How do we respond to challenges? What triggers our anxieties or brings us joy? These questions serve as gateways to self-awareness, allowing us to unravel the intricacies of our emotional landscape. Taking time to think about oneself is an act of self-compassion. It involves acknowledging both our strengths and weaknesses without judgment. Aurelius, with his Stoic philosophy, encourages us to embrace our humanity, understanding that imperfection is an inherent part of the human experience. In the stillness of self-reflection, we also confront the narratives that may limit our potential. Often, we carry with us stories of inadequacy or self-doubt that shape our beliefs about what we can or cannot achieve. Thinking about oneself is an opportunity to rewrite these narratives, replacing self-limiting beliefs with empowering ones. Moreover, this introspective journey fosters a sense of accountability. As we become more aware of our thoughts and actions, we recognize the agency we have in shaping our destinies. It's a departure from a passive existence to an empowered one, where every choice becomes a brushstroke on the canvas of our lives. In the realm of creativity and innovative thinking, understanding oneself is a wellspring of inspiration. It provides the clarity needed to discern between societal expectations and authentic desires. Thinking about oneself enables us to align our goals with our true passions, paving the way for unconventional ideas and groundbreaking innovations. As we navigate the path of self-discovery, Marcus Aurelius's teachings echo through the ages, reminding us that the journey into oneself is not an indulgence but a profound necessity. In understanding ourselves, we unlock the door to a life that is not dictated by external pressures, but guided by the inner compass of authenticity, purpose, and self-love. Step 3. Acknowledge and accept the world as it is. Aurelius's words beckon us to strip away the illusions that often cloud our perception of reality. Happiness, according to him, is not contingent upon external conditions, but is an internal state shaped by our interpretation of the world. To acknowledge and accept the world as it is requires a shift in perspective, a departure from the pursuit of an idealized reality to an intimate engagement with the present one. This acknowledgement is a radical departure from the human tendency to resist what is uncomfortable or unfamiliar. It invites us to confront the raw, unfiltered nature of our experiences without the shield of denial or wishful thinking. In the face of adversity, acknowledging the reality of the situation becomes a stepping stone toward resilience and effective problem-solving. Acceptance, as advocated by Aurelius, is not synonymous with passivity. It's a dynamic engagement with life that recognizes the impermanence of both joy and suffering. The ebbs and flows of existence are part of a larger cosmic dance, and to resist them is to resist the very essence of life itself. In the pursuit of acknowledging and accepting the world as it is, the practice of mindfulness emerges as a valuable companion. Mindfulness involves observing our thoughts and experiences without judgment, allowing us to witness the unfolding of reality with clarity and equanimity. This heightened awareness creates a space for understanding, compassion, and ultimately, transformation. The Stoic philosophy of Aurelius doesn't shy away from the harsh realities of the world. Instead, it encourages us to confront them with a spirit of resilience and an unwavering commitment to virtue. By acknowledging the imperfections of the world, we free ourselves from the burden of unrealistic expectations and cultivate a mindset that is both adaptable and open to innovation. Moreover, this principle extends beyond our individual lives to encompass the broader canvas of society. Acknowledging and accepting the world as it is compels us to engage with the societal challenges that demand our attention. It prompts us to address issues with a clear-eyed view, free from the distortions of wishful thinking or denial. In the realm of creative thinking, this acknowledgement becomes a fertile ground for innovation. Instead of being bound by preconceived notions or the desire for an idyllic world, we tap into the wellspring of creativity by grappling with the raw materials of reality. It is in accepting the world as it is that we find the inspiration to reimagine, innovate, and forge new paths. Marcus Aurelius, through this profound teaching, invites us to step into the river of life with open arms, acknowledging its currents and accepting its twists and turns. In doing so, we not only liberate ourselves from the shackles of resistance, but also open the door to a deeper understanding of the world and our place within it. This acknowledgement and acceptance are the foundation upon which a life of wisdom, resilience, and creative thinking is built. Step 4. Nurture a positive way of thinking. In the vast landscape of the human mind, thoughts are the architects of our reality. Marcus Aurelius, the stalwart of Stoic philosophy, extols the virtue of nurturing a positive way of thinking as a cornerstone for a fulfilled and meaningful life. This principle isn't a call for blind optimism, but a profound recognition of the transformative power inherent in our thoughts. Aurelius's assertion places the locus of our experiences squarely within the realm of our own minds. It's an invitation to become vigilant guardians of our thoughts, recognizing that they have the power to shape not only our perceptions, but the very fabric of our existence. To nurture a positive way of thinking is to embark on a journey of self-mastery, where the mind becomes a fertile ground for the seeds of resilience, gratitude, and creativity to flourish. In the face of life's myriad challenges, the Stoic philosophy advocated by Aurelius suggests that our responses are not dictated by external events, but by our interpretations of them. By consciously choosing a positive lens through which to view the world, we reclaim agency over our emotional landscape. This isn't a naive denial of hardships, but a strategic decision to focus on what can be learned and gained from any situation. Positivity, in the Stoic sense, is not a fleeting emotion contingent upon favorable circumstances. It is a steadfast commitment to a mindset that transcends the ebb and flow of external events. Aurelius encourages us to view challenges not as insurmountable obstacles, but as opportunities for growth and learning. In the crucible of adversity, a positive way of thinking becomes a beacon of hope, guiding us through the darkest of times. Moreover, the practice of nurturing positive thoughts extends beyond our individual lives to influence our interactions with others and the broader world. Aurelius, with his emphasis on virtue, suggests that positivity is not only a personal asset, but a moral imperative. Acts of kindness, generosity, and compassion are not only expressions of a positive mindset, but also contributions to the collective well-being of humanity. In the realm of creative thinking, the importance of a positive way of thinking cannot be overstated. Innovation often emerges from a mindset that sees possibilities where others see limitations. By fostering a positive outlook, we create an environment where creativity can thrive. Challenges become opportunities to explore novel solutions, and setbacks are viewed as stepping stones toward success. The power of positive thinking lies not in denying the complexities of life, but in transcending them. It's a conscious choice to focus on the inherent goodness in ourselves, others, and the world at large. Aurelius's teachings echo through the corridors of time, reminding us that, ultimately, our life is a reflection of the thoughts we nurture within our minds. In the pursuit of a positive way of thinking, we become active participants in the co-creation of our reality. Every thought is a brushstroke on the canvas of our lives, contributing to the masterpiece that unfolds with each passing moment. As we navigate the intricate dance of existence, Marcus Aurelius's wisdom serves as a guiding light, illuminating the path toward a life imbued with purpose, resilience, and the boundless creativity that springs from a positive way of thinking. Step 5. See challenges as chances for growth. Life, with its labyrinthine twists and turns, is a journey marked by challenges and opportunities. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from the reservoir of Stoic philosophy, imparts a profound insight. Challenges are not stumbling blocks but stepping stones for growth. This perspective is not a mere call for resilience. It's an invitation to view challenges as catalysts that propel us toward greater wisdom, strength, and innovation. Aurelius's words echo through the corridors of time, reminding us that the key to a happy life lies not in the absence of challenges, but in the way we engage with them. To see challenges as chances for growth is to embrace a mindset that transforms adversity into an opportunity for self-discovery and transformation. In the Stoic tradition, challenges are viewed as an inherent part of the human experience. Instead of resisting or resenting them, Aurelius invites us to greet challenges with an open heart, recognizing that they are the crucible in which our character is forged. The very act of facing challenges becomes a testament to our resilience and an affirmation of our capacity for growth. This perspective is a departure from a society that often views challenges as impediments to success. In a world that values comfort and security, the Stoic philosophy suggests that true fulfillment arises not from avoiding challenges, but from navigating them with courage and tenacity. Each challenge becomes an opportunity to refine our skills, test our mettle, and emerge on the other side with newfound wisdom. Moreover, seeing challenges as chances for growth involves a shift in perception. It's a conscious decision to view setbacks not as failures, but as stepping stones toward success. In the crucible of difficulty, innovative thinking often emerges. Solutions arise not from a rigid adherence to the status quo, but from the fertile ground of adaptability and creative problem-solving. The concept of challenges as opportunities for growth extends beyond individual lives to encompass the collective journey of humanity. Societal challenges, whether they be economic crises, environmental issues, or social injustices, are not insurmountable obstacles but chances for collective evolution. The history of human progress attests to the transformative power of facing challenges with a spirit of innovation and collaboration. In the realm of creativity, challenges serve as a muse that inspires ingenuity and novel solutions. Innovations often emerge in response to pressing problems, and constraints become the canvas upon which creative minds paint their most inspired works. Aurelius's teachings beckon us to not only endure challenges, but to actively seek the growth they offer, recognizing that, in overcoming them, we unlock the door to uncharted possibilities. The Stoic philosophy's emphasis on seeing challenges as chances for growth doesn't diminish the inherent difficulties of life. It is, however, a profound recognition that our mindset shapes our experience. By embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, we cultivate a resilience that propels us forward, even in the face of adversity. As we navigate the complex tapestry of life, Marcus Aurelius's teachings resonate as a timeless guide. They beckon us to not merely endure challenges, but to embrace them as companions on the journey of self-discovery and evolution. In seeing challenges as chances for growth, we transform the ordinary into the extraordinary, the mundane into the profound, and the challenges into the very catalysts that propel us toward a life of depth, purpose, and continuous innovation. Step 6. Be aware of your opinions about others. Our perceptions of others often shape our interactions and collaborations. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of being conscious of our judgments and opinions, as they can either constrain or liberate our thinking. To truly think outside the box, we must cultivate empathy and suspend judgment, recognizing the inherent value in diverse perspectives. By being mindful of our biases, we create space for unconventional ideas to flourish. Embracing a spirit of openness and understanding enables us to collaborate effectively, drawing inspiration from the unique strengths of those around us. Step 7. Show understanding and kindness. Kindness is a potent force that transcends boundaries and fosters a sense of connection. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that extending compassion and understanding to others is not only a moral imperative, but also a practical tool for unlocking creative thinking. By creating an environment of trust and support, we pave the way for innovative ideas to thrive. In a world that often emphasizes competition, choosing kindness as a guiding principle allows us to break free from conventional thinking. As we uplift others, we create a positive ripple effect that encourages diverse perspectives and unconventional solutions to emerge. Step 8. Concentrate on your inner goodness. True fulfillment comes from aligning our actions with our core values and virtues. Marcus Aurelius urges us to focus on cultivating our inner goodness, recognizing that this authenticity is the wellspring from which innovative ideas flow. By nurturing our moral compass, we lay the groundwork for thinking outside the box with integrity and purpose. In concentrating on our inner goodness, we tap into a reservoir of creativity that goes beyond external validation. Authenticity becomes the cornerstone of our thinking, propelling us toward ideas that are not only groundbreaking, but also aligned with our true selves. Step 9. Learn from the wisdom of others. While individual reflection is crucial, Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of learning from the wisdom of others. By seeking out diverse perspectives and drawing inspiration from the experiences of those who have come before us, we enrich our own thinking and expand the boundaries of what is possible. In the pursuit of thinking outside the box, humility becomes a powerful ally. Acknowledging that we don't have all the answers opens the door to continuous learning and growth. By standing on the shoulders of giants, we gain the vantage point needed to envision innovative solutions and perspectives. Step 10. Keep in mind that nothing lasts forever. Change is the only constant in life, and Marcus Aurelius reminds us of the impermanence of all things. To think outside the box, we must embrace change rather than resist it. Recognizing that nothing lasts forever frees us from the constraints of rigidity, allowing us to adapt and evolve with the ever-shifting landscape of life. By internalizing the transience of life, we develop a resilience that empowers us to approach challenges with a sense of detachment. This detachment, far from being apathy, is a source of strength that enables us to navigate uncertainty and embrace the unknown with a spirit of curiosity and openness. In the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we find a profound guide to thinking outside the box, a guide that transcends the boundaries of time and resonates with the challenges of the modern world. By embracing the present, understanding ourselves, accepting the world as it is, and cultivating positive and resilient mindsets, we can tap into our creative potential and approach life with a fresh perspective. As we navigate the complexities of human relationships, Marcus Aurelius's teachings on empathy, kindness, and collaboration become invaluable tools for fostering an environment where innovative ideas can flourish. By focusing on our inner goodness, learning from the wisdom of others, and embracing the inevitability of change, we equip ourselves to confront challenges with grace and creativity. Ultimately, the journey to thinking outside the box is a lifelong pursuit, one that requires a commitment to self-discovery, continuous learning, and an unwavering belief in the boundless potential of the human mind. In the spirit of Marcus Aurelius, let us embark on this journey with open hearts and curious minds, ready to explore the limitless possibilities that lie beyond the confines of convention.